All right, our scripture text this morning is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 11 is our text this morning. Give us this day our daily bread. This is the third petition in what is commonly called the Lord's Prayer, the Model Prayer, and the Our Father. Jesus provides us in this prayer with a template for how we should pray without ceasing, saying, in this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. More than this, we can also pray for spiritual help, for peace, for wisdom, for direction, for others to come to know the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, and for many other things. And the answers are of and according to God's will, as it is written. Now, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him. From our text, give us this day our daily bread, we learn and we apply as follows. First, we are to be God-reliant and not self-sufficient. Second, daily bread is sufficient for us. And third, what we need each day is a good dose of the bread of life. First, we are God-reliant, not self-sufficient. Two terms that are often seen as ideals in our day miss the point entirely because they are humanist and not Christian. They are these: the self-sufficient woman and the self-made man. But the wise counselor and the humble king will say, if the Lord does not help you, where can I find help for you? Each one of us will face adversity, but we shall surely be helped by the God of our salvation. And if you think yourself to be the exception, then you are short on faith, short on humility, and I fear perhaps short on adversity. Are you able to say with the godly King Jehoshaphat, O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Friends, the saying is true. Man's extremity is God's opportunity. The Apostle Paul had become a Christian, and he enjoyed every spiritual blessing, but he learned the lesson of our first point: to be God-reliant, not self-sufficient, early and fully. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, A thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And then a bell went off and a light went on, and the Apostle Paul said this, therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. The Lord was teaching the Apostle Paul to be God-reliant and not self-sufficient, to be humble and not proud. So let us all learn with Paul the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Without me, you can do what? Nothing. For I have learned, in whatever state I am, to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So now we have come to our second point. Daily bread is sufficient for us. Matthew records Jesus' guidance in prayer as, give us this day our daily bread. But Luke records Jesus' guidance on another occasion as, quote, give us day by day our daily bread. Each day, we will have bread, and each day, I hate to break it to you, friends, but we will have trouble. Common sense would say, each day we will pray a prayer of thanksgiving, and each day we shall seek divine presence and divine help. But sense is in short supply these days, and it is by no means common, not even, I fear, sometimes among Christians. And even when it is common, still, are we consistent enough day by day to be praying simple prayers like these? Let me ask you, are there any anxious, worried, stressed, preoccupied with tomorrow's troubles that, by the way, may not even materialize? Then heed Christ's word, all of you. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Paul writes these things to Timothy. Godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. Let us recall how God provided for the children of Israel way back in the day. And the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not." See, God provides for us physically each day, and our bodies continue until they are no more. So there must be more than just bread. There must be an everyday provision for the soul, which continues forever. What we need each day is a good dose of the bread of life. And Jesus expands upon the passage that we just read in the book of Exodus, in the Gospel of John, saying this: "Most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." And then they said to him, "Lord, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me." And pay attention, friends, because we're going to come back to this in a moment. "And the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. But one says, 'I just don't feel this in my spirit, in my heart, preacher. You see, I've been cast out into the wilderness. I've been caught up in something in the world. I can't imagine that God would accept me.' So you ask, can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Why do you test God in your heart? Surely he shall do so. And more than this, if you're out there lost in the wilderness, the Savior will come by seeking that which is lost, and he'll have the whole nine yards, the blanket, the picnic basket, the whole nine yards. And he'll sit out there for as long as it takes until it's time to bring you back, to bring you home. Another says, "But I am a sinner, and such a bad sinner that the Lord cannot accept me." Did you not hear what Jesus said? That the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. Friends, when you were last hungry, maybe this morning, did you not grab something to eat? And we recall the Apostle John in the book of Revelation. And he was one who, like Job, esteemed the words of God more than his necessary food. And he was presented with the word of God by the angel. We read, "So I went to the angel and said to him, 'Give me the little book.' And he said to me, 'Take and eat it, and it will make your stomach bitter, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth.'" This is the word of God. Digest the word of God. And there are many things in it that are sweet, but there are many things in this book that will cut to the heart and convict you in spirit. The word of God is given to us as a gift in written form. But the word of God is the Son, the Savior, Jesus, if you will have him. And his word is to live by. But like John, you're going to need a cast iron stomach to digest many of the things that are in it. For the book, the words of life, are a record of God's grace, his mercy, his judgment, and his wrath, his holiness, and his truth. And it will tell you how to be saved. Admit yourself a sinner. Believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus died for your sins and rose from the dead. And you shall be saved on the authority of the book. In the word of he who offered the book in the divine sense. God who cannot lie. May this word sustain your soul this day. For this is your daily bread. Trust in Christ today. Every today. And you shall have peace, joy, self-esteem, and love eternal. And let us pray after the manner which our Lord taught us. You don't have to pray these exact words, but as you pray these words and meditate upon these words, the Lord will teach you the way in which you should pray, how to pray according to his will. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have provided for us continually throughout our lives. The fact that we're still here is a testimony to that, the fact that we're still living and breathing. Lord, show us what your purpose is for bringing us this far. For those of us who have received and believed your gracious gospel, we are thankful. And for any here who have not admitted oneself a sinner, and believe the basic facts of the gospel, that you died for our sins and rose from the dead, We pray in your will, Lord, who desires that none be lost and that all come to repentance, that you will save the soul of that individual right here, right now, this morning, that anyone who might have walked in here lost will walk out redeemed. And Lord, we thank you for the bread of life whom you sent from heaven, and for the word of God, which is truly food for our souls. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.